Reefer Madness, the podcast with Trevor and Kirk.
Hey, Trevor, how are you?
Kirk, I learned what the word plosive means.
Plosive?
Yeah.
Plosive.
Plosive.
Plosive, plosive. Okay.
We're doing plosives right now, so that plus sound.
Well, it's a very witty word, plosive.
So I was at the Manitoba Podcast Fest, and we were learning a little bit more about the craft. It was interesting, and I learned there's words like plosive. And I also learned our technician, Renee, is a godsend because there's so many things I don't know. I'm really glad we've got someone on the team who does.
Reefer Madness, the podcast. I'm Kirk Nyquist, the nurse.
I'm Trevor Schufeld. I'm the pharmacist.
And you just went to the Manitoba Podcast Festival. I'm sorry I didn't make it. I was celebrating Yard Fringe and Cannabis Culture Days.
No, there's lots going on. No, it was fun. I brought my daughter, my niece. We met a bunch of podcasters in Manitoba who are doing lots of interesting things. But I am digressing already. Kirk. Who are we talking to today?
Today I got a hold of Lift.co. They are sort of the premier reef internet reference people. And I stumbled...
On cannabis.
On cannabis, yes. I kind of stumbled into this. It's nice to have all these interviews we've got in the can, right? We could produce probably an episode every day if we all didn't have full-time jobs.
Yeah, damn jobs.
Yeah, they get in the way of paying for everything. But this is an interview I stumbled into. The Canadian Cannabis Awards were sent out on social media, so I sent a casual email saying, hey, how do we get our podcast into these Canadian Cannabis Awards?
We're up for an award?
No, they don't even have a category for us.
Next year.
So as we always seem to end any conversation when we've been denied, is, hey, how about an interview? And they got back and said, sure.
Anyway, we're endeavoring to get this produced and up and ready to go before the Canadian Cannabis Awards, because as you'll hear during the interview, you, the regular person out there, can actually vote for your strain of choice.
Yes, and this is going to be a quick interview. So Lift & Co., they're a wonderful company. They're a good resource. The industry uses Lift.co, Lift & Co., as a resource. Website is Lift.co, C-O, and I recommend all our listeners go to it. And let's listen to the interview, unedited, I guess, and
here
we go.
And here we go.
And here we go.
So my name is John Kamen, the Chief Revenue Officer here at Lift & Co. I'm about 6 months into the role and getting the deep dive, the full education on the cannabis industry.
And I'm Pete Morin. I'm the Lead Instructional Designer here, so I help run the CanSell program in Ontario.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for joining us on Reefer Madness, the podcast.
Pleasure.
Could you please give us an overview of Lift & Co. and what services you provide the cannabis industry and the cannabis user in Canada?
Sure. Yeah, pleasure. So Lift & Co. is really defined by a mission to bring brands to consumers in the recreational market today in Canada and ultimately outside of Canada. So all of the services that we provide are really focused on trying to help the licensed producers on the rec side of the market introduce their brands, build awareness and understanding of those brands amongst Canadian consumers. There's definitely an education element of it and help them obviously drive sales. So, you know, kicking off from the different services that we offer, the focus of the business today, which has really sort of emerged over the course of 2019, is on data, consumer insights. So really trying to help licensed producers understand the Canadian cannabis consumer, who they are, how to define them, what their awareness levels are of the recreational brands in market, what their likes and aptitudes are, and really just, you know, trying to hone in on exactly how to reach the Canadian consumer. Our events business is well known in Canada. It's been around, I think we're going into our fourth year of our Toronto and Vancouver Lift Expos and business conferences, which attract, you know, sort of a who's who within the industry. From a training perspective, you know, we are the sole source provider of training for frontline staff in Ontario and several other jurisdictions, PEI, the Yukon. Across the country, we also work with retailers to make sure that bud tenders are well trained, well versed in the cannabis industry and on the regulations, what they're allowed to say to consumers. And we also offer media opportunities digital media opportunities through Lyft.co, which is our consumer-facing platform. We get, you know, several hundred thousand users a month from across the country. Coming to that platform to better understand legal cannabis products, they leave reviews so that they can sort of facilitate that understanding amongst each other.
Very broad. When I look at your webpage, you sort of have two distinct presences on the web. You have the magazine, which is navigating the world of cannabis in Canada, and then you seem to have your users page where people provide reviews of different products. So is that, so you're sort of coming at it from both ways?
Yeah, I think the, you know, Lyft.co endeavors to be just, you know, a broad source of information for the consumer. And having that kind of broad spectrum of content on the site, whether it's, you know, product pages tied to reviews, whether it's our forum where users are actually, where consumers are actually swapping notes on what products they like. Or on the magazine side where we're bringing, you know, sometimes industry development and sometimes sort of, hey, interesting educational aspects of consumption to consumers. It's all really designed to be sort of a one-stop shop for the consumer who wants to better understand the market and what products are available.
Yeah, it's a very good resource. I recommend our listeners have a look at it. Let's get into how we connected with each other. A little background information. I was looking at your cannabis awards, and I slipped an email asking where Reefer Madness, the podcast, can enter it into the category. This year, you don't have a podcast category, but you have a whole bunch of other categories that people can submit their opinions about. Can you explain the award system?
So I think quite broadly, you know, we want to recognize participants from across the industry. So we do have a broad range of categories. They look at, you know, wholesale providers, you know, best products. We look at the retail environment and try to you know, give participants from across the industry opportunities to show why they're different and to be lauded for those efforts.
So these categories are made up, and I'm looking at it. So you got cannabis products, you got organization and people, accessories, retail, and cultivation. So how does this work? Do members of your community present what they think should go into the categories?
So we reached out to the community to get different nominations for which product, services, and people they thought best fit into these different categories. So for all the main categories on our Entrepreneur of the Year, Startup of the Year, and different retail and accessories and cultivation, we actually have a panel of experts that includes some fairly well-known names like John Fowler and Trina Fraser, who are evaluating all the different entries and choosing which ones of those are going to be the best company or best person to represent those different categories. And then on the actual products, we think it's a lot more important to get the consumers value for the different products and things that are out there on the market. So the best way to be a part of that is consumers right now, up until October 24th, can go on to Lyft.co, and if you leave a review for a strain that you like or you submit a receipt, then it actually goes into our algorithm to help decide what the top strains were for the year.
That's a very interesting way of handling awards. So it's really coming from the consumer as well as the expertise of the industry.
Yeah, well, they're the experts on the products and which ones are performing the best in the industry. We have Lyft and Co. so that people can go and they can share their experiences and what they like about the different strains and what those effects were. So we have this great resource of all this user feedback and all these consumer feedback for all these different strains. So it's great to pull on that data and be able to figure out what people really like and what they're talking about out in the industry.
So how long has the Canadian Cannabis Awards been offered?
Yeah, this is our sixth year hosting those awards. They've changed somewhat over time, but it seems to keep growing in awareness and importance year after year.
So in now, of course, we've been 1 year into legalization. So before the first five, was it strictly medicinal use of cannabis, the awards?
Yeah, that's right. That was the focus prior to legalization, and now I think the focus has really kind of shifted towards the rec market.
So how has that changed the process of you launching an award system? Do you now have two streams? You have the recreational stream and the medicinal stream?
People can submit an nominations for both recreation and medical products. So both are competing head-to-head for any of the awards based on the different product awards. So because the Lyft platform serves both consumers on the rec side and the medical side, both can submit their receipts, both can leave reviews for strictly their medical strains or recreational strains, and then we get to compare what that sentiment is from everyone out in the industry and get to showcase that forward. Medical has definitely been a huge part of the awards program up until now, but now with all these new products that are coming out in rec, we really wanted to make sure that they got their voice as well without diminishing what those medical users have to say.
Wonderful. And so you have your judges as well. So how do the judges there verify the votes and how do they participate in these awards?
So the judges themselves aren't participating in the product awards like our top indica flower, top sativa flower, or any of the oils. They're focusing more on some of the other categories such as cultivation, accessories, and retail. So they've taken all of the submissions that people have submitted for the different products, whether it's top trimmer or top testing lab, or even things that are a little bit more consumer focused like the top vaporizers or a top home growing box. And we have a wide variety of people who are on our judging panel, whether it's cultivators, bud tenders, or even just other people who are working in the industry. And they take their expertise, and because we have such a huge panel that's looking at it, we can look at it from a bunch of different angles and aggregate all their scores to figure out what the best product in each one of those categories is going to be.
Okay, good. All right. So overall, how does this help the cannabis industry? Having awards, having judges, having, I guess you're going to have an awards night, a gala. How's this all help?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a way for brands, you know, thinking back to sort of Lyft's mission to educate the consumer and help bring brands to market. I think this is a great source of differentiation for brands if they can get recognized by the industry, by their peers, and by the consumer at large. For the quality and sort of what that brand stands for. I know that that's obviously a key motivating factor for our licensed producer partners, and it does get recognized at the retail level, that point of differentiation.
Yeah, I think it's just a great opportunity to recognize the people who are, you know, putting in all that great effort and coming out with these amazing products across the industry. Whether it's the medical products that consumers are finding are really helping them with what they're consuming for, or whether it's the rec products where people are finding just, you know, great flower products that they really like. This is a great chance to be able to rise up all those great people who are contributing, whether it's the organizations or company who are doing it great, or whether it's just different products in the industry that it can raise awareness. So it allows people to champion the things that they love and share that experience with everybody else.
So now how are winners announced? Do they get bragging rights? Do they get a little statue, a plaque? How are they announced and how are they recognized?
So we have our Canadian Cannabis Awards event that this year is taking place in Toronto. So that's where we announce all the winners for all the different categories. And of course, you can always follow that on social as well. And they do get a nice little trophy to walk away from. You get to see all the different groups come up on stage and talk about what went into producing those great products. So it is a really great event. I had the luxury of going last year, and it was just incredible. See everybody get up on stage and talk about not just the, you know, execs that may have been driving some of that change, but all of the people from cultivation, QA, everything that really went into those different products.
Wonderful. And when is the gala?
It's on November 8th.
And who can attend? And how do you get tickets?
So attendees, typically it's members of the industry. They will either call us for tickets to the event. It's a sort of a seated event. We're obviously calling our industry partners to make sure that, you know, those who are up for awards, those who want to participate, can be there in person to accept their awards and to celebrate the industry. You know, I think what we do endeavor to do is, you know, following the awards gala, make sure that we highlight award winners on Lyft.co so that our community can understand, you know, who won and who sort of got set apart.
So winners get bragging rights for traditional type of media. There'll be a media release about who won what, so that'll all get out in traditional media as well?
That's right. And they also get to leverage that, the Canadian Cannabis Award symbols and branding onto their packaging. And we've seen many of them follow suit and do that.
Still plenty of time for people who, if they haven't gotten in a submission and they haven't checked out what's going on with the awards, to go to list.co and leave the review and upload the receipts to make sure that their voice is heard as part of the Canadian Cannabis Awards.
So you did a really good job, and I found that really informative. Honestly, I didn't know all the things that Lyft & Co. did.
They're a good resource. They're the Canadian, I think they're the premier Canadian resource, Lyft & Co. So, you know, we do this podcast. You went to a podcast festival. Did they talk about how to bring in sponsors, supporters?
They said that sponsors are good. One guy even got a fancy microphone paid for by his listeners.
Nice.
So that... You know, $400 from his listeners, good for him. But we have a actual sponsor named Strain Print.
Strain Print. Yeah, Strain Print. They are a cannabis software company that offers opportunities for patients to put their cannabis information into it. You know how many conversations I have with people since the local newspaper put us on the third page?
How many, Kirk?
Oh, seven. I've had people stop me in the street and say, you're doing that Reefer Madness podcast. I said, yes. And then they want advice from me. And I always seem to say, you know what? Go to strainprint.ca, download the software, learn how to consume cannabis carefully and thoughtfully.
Yep. And we've said it before. We'll say it again. It's like a diabetic log. The app goes right on your phone, really easy to use. And that is a great way to find out how your cannabis is working for you.
And they also have a community of people, so you can participate in question and answers. You can participate with people, like-minded people who are there to learn and teach you about how to consume cannabis responsibly and carefully. And treat it like a medicine and treat it like it is something that affects you, because it has an effect. Strainprint.ca.
Strainprint.ca. And if you would like to sponsor Reefer Madness, like, let's say, Prairie Supply Co. did on the Phil Guymon episode.
Yeah, episode Phil Guymon, High Climbing Guymon, episode 35.
Get a hold of us. Probably easiest to find us on the website, reefermed.ca, and send us a note from there.
And if you listen to that episode, episode 35, you will hear how you can benefit as a Reefer Madness podcast listener. You can benefit by buying online with that company. Also, we have another company that did the same thing in season 3, episode 9. The Mood Makers is another company. If you listen to that episode, you also benefit from being a Reefer Madness listener.
So many benefits from listening to the podcast.
Not just increasing your intelligence.
Or knowledge.
So, you know, use Strain Print, but also, you know, go speak to a cannabis-friendly doctor. And once again, if you go back to one of our episodes, season 3, episode 5, you'll meet a Manitoba doctor, Dr. Shelley Turner, who's cannapositive and is exclusively a cannabis doctor. So she can also help you understand how to use your cannabis as medicine. So please, if you're out there and you're interested, talk to the people who know and get educated.
So do we have any music this week, Kirk?
We do. And we're going to pass the buck to our producer, Renee, again. Not that he has any more work that he needs from us, but we always try to finish with music. And for those that haven't figured it out yet, if you listen to the end of the music, there's a prize.
You can't tell them about the Easter egg. It's a secret.
Well, it was a secret. Anyway, for music guys, Prairie Whiskey. They're all from Dauphin. I believe Albert Larviere is in there. And yeah, all the guys. Dauphin people, Dauphin, Manitoba, which is where we're from. The song is Make You Move. And there you go. That's another good one.
Okay, we've been Reefer Madness, the podcast. It's been another good one.
Yeah.
Kirk, we'll hopefully have everyone will come back and we'll chat with them again.
Like the show? Let us know. We're Reefer Madness on Instagram and Facebook, at Reefer Madness on Twitter, or head over to the website at reefermed.ca to find out what we're all about and what's coming up next. I want to make you move on the dance floor. Dance floor. I want to make you move on the dance floor. Dance floor. I show up to the party and I'm feeling alright tonight. I see you dancing, girl, and I wanna make you mine. I move across the room, my mind's out of control. Heart's beating to the music. Look up at the lights, room spinning around. Got another Prairie Whiskey and she's quick to go down. What I want tonight is a taste of you. I saw you lick your lips like. I wanna make you
off, I'm falling in love with you tonight. Heartbeat's racing, girl, it's out of control. Making love to the music. Spinning around, I look up at the lights room spinning around. Got another prairie whiskey room spinning around. Scoop the gold down room spinning around. I want to shoot the night room spinning around. I want to make you mine room spinning around. I move across the room room spinning around. I'm out of control, I'm spinning around.
And what do you call this sound?
Oh, there was a word for it, but the trick apparently to get rid of the sound is keep your mic about nose height or higher.
And how's it doing?
How so
doing?
You are lower than your nose, so people hear lots of the S's from you.